I may have felt like a king, but I was out of my league in the company of a real princess. I returned to England in the fall of 1985 for the royal premiere of Back to the Future. Princess Diana was in attendance. Upon arriving at the theater, Bob Zemeckis, Steven Spielberg, the cast, and other invited guests were ushered into a reception area off the lobby. The chief of royal protocol prepped us for our formal introduction to Diana. Sweating bullets in my starched, rented tuxedo, I probably had more reason to be nervous than the others in our party. I was Canadian, after all, and therefore a royal subject. This was my future queen I was about to meet. It occurred to me that Nana might be watching. While we waited at the bar to be escorted to the receiving line, I made the critical mistake of downing a couple of beers to calm my nerves. I didn't get drunk, but that's not the only consequence of poorly timed beer intake. The princess was cordial and looked even more beautiful, sexier than I'd expected. She was wearing a backless blue silk gown, a generous strand of pearls wrapped once around her long, elegant neck and then draped down the length of her spine. I wanted to mention that, in my humble opinion, this was a really good look for her, but the opportunity didn't present itself. The protocol guy had been exacting in his litany of do's and don'ts, and I'd followed them to a T. To everybody's relief, maybe even Nana's, I made it through the introduction without a serious gaffe. I'd soon get another shot. The royal party was shown into the theater, and once they were settled, the ushers came back for our group. I was led to my seat and almost went into cardiac arrest. It was right next to Diana's. I was going to spend a night at the movies with Princess Diana. Jesus, I thought. Except for the fact that she's married and is the Princess of Wales, this is practically a date. Well, at least I could pretend, couldn't I, as long as I didn't get carried away, fake a yawn, and leave my arm draped across her shoulder. What if it got caught in all those pearls? I was sweating all over again. In the moments before the movie started, there was a flurry of small talk, initiated by the princess. That was part of Mr. Protocol's whole riff, along with all the honorifics you had to use when addressing her. You couldn't speak to her unless she spoke to you first. If seated, you weren't allowed to rise until she did. And never, ever did you turn your back toward her. I didn't anticipate any problem adhering to these guidelines until the lights went out and Back to the Future's opening credits scrolled across the movie screen. Then it hit me. A sharp and unmistakable discomfort. I had to take a leak. Urgently. Made sense, the anxiety, the goddamn beer. But what the hell was I going to do? I was a hostage to etiquette. She'd be too polite to speak during my movie, and if she did say anything, whatever it was, "Excuse me, Your Highness, I have to go ring it," was not going to be the appropriate response. I couldn't just get up and leave unless she did. And even if I could, I'd have to back away, tripping over the other people in our row, and probably falling on my ass. There was, of course, one final option, but that was unthinkable. And so my fantasy date with the princess turned into two of the most excruciating hours of my life. A timely reminder from nature not to get too carried away by my heady circumstances. No matter how many people were eager to let me believe otherwise, I was only human. There'd soon be more reminders. I'd need them.